The Red Hot Summer Tour is coming back. Cannot wait for it. It's happening at the Country Club on March the 13th, and it has such a huge lineup. We have got Jimmy Barnes, we've got the Hoodoo Gurus, John Stevens, Diesel, Vicar and Linda, and Chris Chaney as well. And I am catching up with the legend that is Dave Faulkner from the Hoodoo Gurus. Great to talk to you, Dave.
Hi, Jules. What a lot of fun this is going to be.
It's going to be huge. Where are you based normally?
We live in Sydney.
Sydney? So at least you haven't been in full lockdown.
Well, we had our taste of it earlier in the year, but you're right. We didn't have to go through what Melbourne's just been through recently. But, you know, it's been tough everywhere in Australia. I know, we've been lucky so far to be able to come through all this without too much trouble.
You must be dying to get out and perform, though.
Absolutely. We did a couple of shows just a few weeks ago for the first time since January. So it's a strange thing. You know, we've been playing for so many years, and it's the longest we've ever done without a gig. Apart from when we broke up, 6 years, you know, it felt like that.
Yes. Well, let's face it, you guys have been around forever. I've seen you in concert before. I think I've told you this before, actually. It was at the Ballina RSL, and it would have been late 90s, I think,
right.
Early 2000s. And you probably won't remember because you've done that many gigs anyway, but you guys were in the middle of playing at the time, and we had a blackout because there was a thunderstorm outside. So it was pretty impressive. Can you organise to maybe not have a blackout when you're down here?
Yeah, well, or better still, no thunderstorms. We don't want that in an outdoor show.
God, no.
In fact, we did have a thunderstorm when we played at the winery a couple of years ago,
yep,
in Tasmania, near Lonnie. So it does happen, but it was actually after our show finished, so that was all right.
I was about to say, because I think I saw you here as well at A Day on the Green, and that would have been
Joseph
Cromie.
Joseph Cromie Wine.
Yeah, yes.
And they had a big thunderstorm just as people were trying to get home, unfortunately, for them.
I'm pretty sure I remember that, actually.
But it was a great show, and it was a really fantastic atmosphere. You know, I think people had fun anyway. I don't think anyone got any terrible chills or anything out. It was kind of not that cold. It was just a bit of a big downpour.
Yeah, exactly. So tell me, what is your favourite song yourself personally that you actually play as part of the Hoodoo Gurus? What's your favourite?
That's a hard one.
It is.
Well, I always talk about one of the songs that I always love playing is Death Defying off our second album.
Yep.
It's just a song that, you know, it's not, I don't know, you pick the ones that are more unusual, and that one for me is kind of unusual. It's kind of got more poetic kind of lyrics than I'm normally known to write. I tend to write fairly sort of like straightforward narrative lyrics, and that one is a little more poetic is all I can say. It just uses imagery, and I've got a few like that, but it's not the normal way I write songs, and I just really like the way it works. And also I love the simplicity of it. Got a sort of touch of country underneath it all, I think.
And
I think that sort of thing is, you know, I love country music. And anyway, for a whole lot of reasons, that song sort of strikes a chord with me.
Death Defying. And I've got to ask, I'm sure it was only a few months ago, didn't you bring out a song about Trump?
We did. Yes, we did. Called Hung Out to Dry. And he has been. By the electorate. They've left him hanging.
Oh, although he will not concede.
He's trying to hang on right at the moment.
I know.
He'll get the hint and get the hell out of there. But, yes, it's just because, you know, having seen what's been happening with COVID all over the world and seeing just how America has made a hash of it, you know, with his stupid trying to make into political statements and trying to pretend it wasn't happening because he's worried about being re-elected, you know, it's just boggles the mind.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I had to write the song, you know, and, you know, I'm sorry if it offended people, but, you know, so be it. He's an idiot.
Oh,
and I don't mind saying it.
That's all right. Look, I'm not going to disagree with you, Dave, at all. Tell me, travelling with bands like John Stevens, Jimmy Barnes, Diesel, Vicar and Linda and Chris Chaney as well, do you find you have to share the same dressing room, and do you all get on?
Well, not everyone gets on, but most of us do.
Yeah.
You know, some people have a little bit more ego than others, and I won't name them, but I can tell you it's not Jimmy.
He's beautiful.
And it's not Chris Chaney either.
Yes, okay. He is absolute. Jimmy Barnes, we only recently had a chat to him about his latest book, and my goodness, he's such a good chat.
He's a great bloke. Yeah. And And we actually just had Mahalia, his daughter, sing on our new album we're recording. We're still halfway through recording. We haven't finished, you know, learning all the songs.
But awesome.
We're doing it in bits and pieces, and we had them in the studio just last week. It was fun.
So it's like one big happy family reunion, really.
You know, we all respect each other, you know, regardless of some people, you know, maybe having more ego than others, you know.
Yes.
You still respect each other as musicians and what we're trying to do, which is entertain the public. And we all get things. We get on, you know, perfectly professionally and all
of
that.
Course.
But it's nice to have people that you like you can hang out with too. So, yeah, we do that too.
Beautiful. Well, Dave Faulkner from the Hoodoo Gurus, so good to chat to you once again. It is the Red Hot Summer Tour happening on Saturday, the 13th of March at the Country Club. Get your tickets now. Can't wait to see you, Dave, and welcome back to Tassie in a couple of months.
Thank you. It's been too long and I can't wait to get up on stage again.